Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We have all four of the rest of the crew in the house tonight. Nicholas.
Hey.
It's been a night, baby.
Oh.
We're having fun tonight.
Oh, I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time.
That's good. That's a big smile.
Yeah.
Doc.
Second best night ever.
Uh-oh.
What was the first?
Good question.
He can't remember. That's how he knows it was so good.
He went left that night. Remember that night? Oh, he went left.
My favorite inside joke.
Scotty went left.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah. That came up the other night.
That was a thing.
Yep. BQ.
Doing fantastic. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm great.
All right.
No pain, I promise.
Let's do it.
Kelly Ray.
Read Sun Tzu's The Art of War.
Was that English? What did he say?
He said, read Sun Tzu's The Art of War.
Just random advice to all?
Apparently.
Sure.
Do you have like a side deal with a publisher where you have to drop that now in every episode?
You've read this?
Who hasn't?
Are you skinning on the side?
I have not read that.
You guys have not read Sun Tzu's The Art of War?
I've read part of it, but not all of it.
I don't
read it. What benefit would it serve me?
It's supposed to be one of those books.
Life philosophies.
Okay. Yeah, like kind of teaching you about life, really. It's supposed to be that type of book, yeah.
It's called The Art of War.
It's literally supposed to be like, this is how you do things, like how you live, how you, yeah.
Man,
you know, heavy in here. You know Japanese?
I do not. That's Chinese, Arthur.
It's been translated, but yes, go ahead.
I mean, what is this guy going to tell me to do? Come on.
Well, you're not going to listen to him anyway.
No.
He might have helped you with your Canada trivia.
I got it pretty well figured. We don't have to talk about the Canada trivia, okay, B? We don't have
to
talk about it.
Never talking about it again.
No. This is Remember the Titans all over again.
Pro-Am in the closet, our producer.
They don't eat donuts in China, I'll tell you that, Ken.
How you feeling tonight, Amy?
Feeling good. Ready to do this.
Yeah, good, good, good. Okay, we got an all-play episode coming at us. We actually don't even know the topic yet. This was submitted by a loyal listener, Dave P. He and his son listen every week. And they wrote this trivia together. So that's the extent of what I know so far.
Dave, did he play wiffle ball in a boot that year?
Yeah.
That might have been his.
No, it was Matt. It was Matt. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
All right.
Yeah. But Dave has played with us.
Yeah. No, he has, but he's the lesser of the two.
Lesser talented?
Wow.
Just lesser? Player? I mean, his brother played in a tournament in a boot.
And you're going to put him down.
I appreciate the episode, but hey, your brother played in a boot.
Well, that's true.
I think Matt and Dave need to play one-on-one wiffle ball and send us a video.
Maybe after they read The Art of War.
Yeah.
They will both be better having done that.
Then they will truly know the game.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Andy. Sorry.
Very heavy again. We have all-play episode, as we talked about, so we all get to play this, one of our favorite versions. And before we get to that, instead of the question of the week, I'm going to blow your mind.
Oh, here we go.
Sounds like a brain bomb. You got to get a better bomb sound. You do.
I got to admit, I just forgot.
You need a better one.
I don't know. Go ahead.
So brain bombs, these are just really cool, fun facts. Well, you guys can be the judge on whether or not they're cool or fun. But just come to some things that, I don't know, man. They just kind of blow my mind when I come across them. This is an animal edition.
Mm.
So all the brain bombs are dealing specifically with animal-related fun facts.
Like Animal from the Muppets?
He does not make an appearance in this brain bomb.
We're talking actual animals.
Real life, nature.
Not hand puppet style. Yes. Okay. Let's hear it.
Slightly better drummer than Neil Peart.
Okay. Oh, now we're just trying to get into a fight.
Wow. Here we go.
All right. Brain bomb number one. Australia once sent soldiers with machine guns to fight emus.
Why?
And it didn't end well for the soldiers. Not that they died.
Wait. What? Wait, what?
You want? This does require me to kind of jump right into the flavor text, which explains it. In 1932, Western Australia brought in troops because emus were wrecking the crops. Major Meredith later reported 986 emu kills, though the numbers have been disputed.
Wow. And Doug.
Nobody? Okay, all right.
And according to Encyclopedia Britannica, the whole effort was widely seen as ineffective and eventually abandoned. So they took on the emus and essentially lost because it didn't really work and they spent a lot of money doing it.
Oh. Isn't that a sequence in the second Jumanji movie where they get overrun with
emus? Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Look, well, if you've read The Art of War, that he was a fierce warrior.
Sun Tzu or whatnot. He,
my dad's dad, my grandfather, he's, well, I call him Papa because they're from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
he used to raise emus and he would get the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, like he would, you know, drill a hole in them, get all the yolk out and give it to us as a gift. So I had an emu egg for a long time.
Oh, wow.
And it, I mean, they're huge.
It's just like a, you're saying just the shell of it?
Just the shell of the egg. Yeah. Yeah.
Came home late one night, ate it.
Yeah, I'm actually curious. How does the emu egg taste?
I didn't eat the egg.
Oh.
I mean, I've never eaten it. I think they have, but he just gave me the shell. I mean, it's like the size of a mini basketball.
Big, yeah.
Wow. It was just like a home decor for me for, that's cool. for a long huh. time. I just took it that from house great. To house that I moved.
Since you ate the egg.
I mean, the largest egg largest single cell comes from the ostrich. Mm-hmm. Emu is at least similar, but I can't say I noticed the difference. Do we know if that's the second largest? Since there's
don't
similar.
Know,
no idea.
Nobody's
that's actually a highly debated topic.
Yeah. You started this.
Yeah, I think emo's Osher's little brother.
Pro Am's going to look it up and see where it ranks on the. On
go to the second set. Brain bomb.
Yeah, we'll go to brain bomb number two.
Yeah.
During World War II, the U.S. tested bat bombs. Bats carrying tiny fire starters. The idea was that they would release the bats with timed incendiaries so they would roost in buildings and start fires. So according to the official United States Air Force test history write-up, the Navy later took it over under the codename Project X-Ray, but it was never used in combat.
Hmm.
Turned bats into weapons.
Those are the first kamikazes suicide.
Ooh, yeah. Good call.
Hmm.
Wonder what Pete'd have to say about that. No, I mean,
Japan had kamikaze fighters right. during World
Great
War II.
Great question. Yeah.
You know, they're bats.
And PETA was born.
They're bats, you know. So, you know, nobody's going to miss them necessarily.
It's rats not like with wings.
You're not strapping them to puppies or anything like that, so.
Puppies can't fly, Andy. I hate to tell you.
What?
Yeah.
That's brand new.
All right.
Brian, we got any idea where the emu egg ranks?
You betcha. It is lands at number two.
Yeah, boom.
Yes. Look right. at that.
I get 1 point.
Right on number one.
Sure.
Good for you.
All right. Brain bomb number three. Animal edition. This one's about cats. The CIA tried to turn cats into listening devices.
That doesn't surprise me.
I hate long cats. Suspected they are just
Central Intelligence
to plot our murder.
Makes a question a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they've tried everything, right? They were actually the whole program's nickname was Acoustic Kitty. It sounds like a strip club.
Is that?
Me.
I've been there once.
Is there more to that?
False.
Leave that in.
False. Okay. All right. We got to clean this up. All right. All right. I'm going to start focusing.
Oh, love you, Mom.
Go ahead.
In the 60s, the program named Acoustic Kitty, they implanted a microphone and transmitter into the cat to eavesdrop. And according to Time, it was later judged impractical and became public after documents were declassified.
Wow. That's sad.
Are you a cat person, Andy?
Oh, dear, no.
I don't like cats. Anybody?
No, I'm not a big cat person, but I wouldn't.
I don't hate them
and put.
I don't hate them, but I'm not a cat person.
So I'm allergic to them, which makes me instantly despise them. But
I love cats. They're awesome.
Do you really?
They're little lions. They're little.
Well, then I don't like lions all of a sudden, which depresses.
My problem is like a dog like loves you. The cat could care less about you. That's my.
Cats
that's my.
Creepy.
That's my thing. They don't care about the
they're
owner.
Creepy. Like, they guard the underworld. Yeah. They scare vampires. They're creepy. I don't like that. I do
you're
not.
You're thinking
like
of garlic.
No.
Yeah, but in the movie Sleepwalkers, they protect you because the bad guys are afraid of them. So,
well, you
there's
that
a
out
deep
there.
Cut. Sleepwalkers. That's a Stephen King flick back in the day.
Ugh.
All right, brain bomb number four, the final one.
Okay.
There's an ant that can self-destruct itself to stop an attacker.
I like it.
Self-destruct how?
Self-destruct. Well, let me tell you about it, Nicholas.
That's what I'm saying.
The Malaysian exploding ant, also known as the suicide ant, has enlarged glands filled with sticky defensive chemicals. When overwhelmed, it can rupture and smear the attacker, sometimes immobilizing it. According to species summaries of the official scientific name, which I will spare us all, this is a last-ditch effort to save the colony when they know they have lost the battle.
They just self-destruct.
And they
shoot
the sticky.
I think what's incredible is like that there's a brain enough that knows we're screwed just right.
Yeah, I respect it.
I mean, that's
pretty
evolution,
wild.
Man.
It's pretty wild.
It's finest.
Pretty wild.
I respect it.
Yeah.
It's falling on the grenade.
Ants are fascinating.
There's a lot of really cool stuff with ants.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, the bullet ant delivers the biggest wallop on Earth, too.
Well, yeah, I forget the ant, but like strongest
the animal most in the world bite.
Is actually an ant.
Yeah. Like, have you seen ants like create a chain?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
They're fascinating.
Definitely.
Learn that from the Big Bang Theory.
Did you just talk about?
The bullet ant delivers the most painful bite in the animal kingdom.
Did not know that.
There you go.
I would have gone tiger or lion or anything other than an ant.
Well, I mean, maybe more pounds per square inch. Anyway, there's your brain bombs, guys. Hope you enjoyed those.
Good stuff.
We need some questions, guys. We like when the fans send us questions.
We do.
And we want you to ask us about us or ask us to debate ridiculous things or make fun of each other. And you can send those to us at our email address, theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com, or any of the socials. Go ahead and drop us a line. And let us know what's going on.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All play. Let's learn about it. Who's got the kind of the opening synopsis here?
I do.
All right.
Which is a mistake. So the subject is American presidents.
Okay.
All right.
Could go a couple of ways.
Yeah. I'm going to read this word for word. Buckle up, buttercups. We are taking an all play sprint through U.S. presidential history. From midnight oaths and White House firsts to wild twists and unforgettable headlines. The fun part is the stories hiding behind the answers.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I like the way this is written.
I do.
Episode proves history is messier and funnier than most people remember.
Yeah.
So this, I feel like
well-written intro.
Yeah.
Well-written
intro. I feel like this might be a quirky kind of thing.
I agree.
Like the lesser known kind of facts.
I agree.
Yeah. The fact that I know the guy who wrote this.
Yeah.
I mean, we all do. Yes. He's an interesting cat.
Yeah. Mm. I dig it. All right.
Are we ready?
Yeah. It's American President. I guess ring the bell. Let's do it.
All right. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on United States presidents, written by one Dave P. and his son. And it is an all play, so we will all read two questions, taking turns, and we'll all write our answers on our whiteboard. When it's time, we'll reveal. If we get it right, we will get a point from Nicholas.
Yep.
And if we get it wrong, well, that's when the real fun begins. This could go any stinking direction. So let's see who ends up on top today. I have question number one. But before we do that, we want to go ahead and toast our donors. We actually don't have a special beer. We all have our own drinks in hand tonight. That's quite all right. But who do we want to thank, Pro-Am?
Well, I am very pleased to tell you we have two donors tonight.
Yeah.
We have Bob from Wyoming and Carol from New Jersey.
Bob, hey, nice. How about that?
Hey, Carol.
Carol. Nice. I wonder if they know each other. Probably not. They're on opposite sides of the world, aren't they?
Their couple name would be Beryl.
Well done. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your donation. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
You guys want to donate to us, you can find that in our show notes. We really appreciate it. We do buy beer with it, but the leftovers, we are working towards videos.
So thank you for providing me my 13th
help
beer.
Let's get there. Yeah.
Appreciate you.
All right. To question number one. Which president was the first Republican president and issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
Nothing quirky about that.
That's pretty straightforward.
I feel like somebody's going to misspell this.
Now you got me double checking my board, but I think
double
I got
double checking my brain here all of a sudden. Twisted up here. It's been a day. Let's go. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Nicholas, you ready?
I really feel bad about myself right
now. The future.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what we got. The Emancipation Proclamation is Abraham Lincoln, and we all got it right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, have you read the do you actually know for sure?
Right? Oh,
have you checked the answer?
But I'm pretty confident. That's a good call, like though.
Yeah.
All right.
Nick wrote Lynn Olin.
Lynn Olin.
I did forget the C.
Lynn Olin.
Like sheepswool? Lynn Olin?
No, not you. I don't know you.
Good old Honest Abe is the correct answer. I don't know what is there to say about Honest Abe.
Do you know he's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
Did you give us some flavor text?
No, we got flavor. We talk about him, but what is there to say?
He's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Truth.
Why is he in the Wrestling Hall of
Fame? Because he was known. He wrestled people. He's very good. Like in the streets with, like, whatever. I'm dead serious.
I'm not being punked right now.
No. He was in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Fact.
The flying top hat, was that his signature move?
I don't know.
I don't. It is now.
Yeah, it I like
be.
That, though.
If it's not, it should be,
good
right?
For him.
All right. Well, after his assassination, his body traveled by funeral train to his final resting place in Springfield, Illinois. Crowds gathered along the route to pay respects like it was a moving national memorial. definitely on the short list of most revered presidents.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Gets two
kind pieces, of a big deal.
Two currencies.
Kind of a big deal.
Oh, actually, not anymore. Oh man,
what?
Honest Abe's down to one currency now. They got rid of the penny.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good point. Good point. They did. Yeah.
Oh man, disrespect.
All right, who's got two?
I got question number two. You guys ready?
We'll see.
Which president was impeached during Reconstruction after major clashes with Congress? Which president was impeached during Reconstruction after major clashes with Congress?
All right. It's only been a couple of impeachments. Room's thinking hard.
Do you know this one?
Yeah. I'm really confident. Not fully confident, but really confident.
I feel like Jordan would do really well in this trivia.
Yeah.
Jordan is, shout out Jordan.
He's our listener. President's guy.
He's our president's guy for the Dream Team trivia team.
Was impeached during, you said, Reconstruction?
Yeah.
Yep. You want me to read it one more time?
Sure.
All right. Which president was impeached during Reconstruction after major clashes with Congress?
Does that help you at all, Nick? That second hearing?
No, I don't think it does.
I'm just shooting a guess. I have no idea. So oh. Don't feel bad.
Okay. Do you guys know this?
I know that this president was impeached. I mean, so I'm assuming.
Something.
All right, let's reveal what you guys got.
All right.
We got Andrew Johnson from Andy, FDR from Nick, Andrew Johnson from Scotty, Andrew Johnson from Kelly. I got Roosevelt, and let's get the answer.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's Johnson, Nick.
I don't think FDR got... No, impeached,
he did not get impeached.
When I heard Reconstruction, no. that's the only name that popped in my head.
The correct Reconstruction answer was right after the Civil War. Andrew Johnson.
There it is.
Because Reconstruction was right after the Civil War.
Correct.
Oh, that makes sense.
I do not know what he was impeached for, but there have been two Andrews, my namesakes, of course, that have been presidents. And that's why I know this fact is because I paid attention. That Andrew Johnson was one of the less revered presidents.
It wasn't Jackson.
I got to tell you, the flavor text is pretty cool.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, lay it on us.
So a tailor by trade, he famously showed up to his vice presidential inauguration visibly intoxicated.
That a boy.
His presidency was basically a nonstop argument with Congress about how Reconstruction should work.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's starting to make sense in my head now.
Sure.
That I'm thinking about
the timeline.
It all adds up.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
Yeah. Still got it wrong, either way.
Did we?
Yeah, definitely. Who's got three?
Yeah, number three.
I do. You guys ready for question three?
Yes, sir.
We'll see.
After President Harding died, which president took the oath of office at home from his father, a notary public? A notary public. I'll read it one more time. After President Harding died, which president took the oath of office at home from his father, a notary republic?
So my answer will show I know nothing about the sequential order of presidents.
Yeah, I like that, actually.
That would be Warren G.
Yeah, well done. This DJ, he gets down.
So this president, read that one more time. I'm sorry.
Sure, I can do that. After President Harding died, which president took the oath of office at home from his father, a notary public?
Are we accepting last names only if it is the only president with that last name?
God.
I would think so.
You're just going
I just put a
loop.
I just put a last name, so.
I mean, no Roosevelts, no Adams, no Bushes, but
everyone else.
Yeah.
You just made me change my answer.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Just leave one on the board for the whole
episode.
The father thing was trying to. I thought that was some kind of a clue, but I guess not.
Anybody confident on this one?
Not at all. I want to change mine now, but I have no reason to change it.
I'd be surprised if someone's confident. That's all I'm saying. Like,
You know, I have no idea.
No, I'm yeah.
Right. I'm having a problem with the time frame too. So
yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, yeah. Let's reveal, guys. We got Scott with Millard Fillmore. Forgot he was a president.
Yeah.
Nick with Wilson. Andy with Harrison. Brian with Taft, and I have Cleveland.
Boy, we're all over the map.
I like that we all listed different people though.
So we're sworn either somebody's going to get it right or nobody's
sworn in
right.
By his father. But then when you said no the name thing, I was yeah. Like I guess it can't be Adams. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, two Adams. Yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Sure.
Nobody had the correct answer. The correct answer is Calvin Coolidge.
Ah, the legend.
That doesn't help me at all.
Yeah. You gotta love alliteration. Nicknamed Silent Cal, he yep. presided over much of the Roaring Twenties, and legend says when someone bet they could get more than mm-hmm. two words out of him, he replied, "You lose."
Yeah.
I actually have like heard that.
I have not heard that. That's interesting.
I like that.
I had a history professor in college tell that story.
Huh.
It's pretty
cool. So he was sworn in by his father?
Yes, who was a notary public.
Republic. Yeah. Notary public. Oh, interesting. No idea.
Well,
you know more about the hip hop artist Warren G than you do Warren G Harding.
Definitely.
All right, who's got question number four?
That would be I. This question frustrates me because the answer I would have written is in the question. All right, here we go. Nicknamed his accidency, which president with two first names took office after William Henry Harrison died and signed the joint resolution to annex Texas?
Say what?
Hints, man.
These are tough.
Man, that's such a good hint.
Read it again.
It is a good hint.
It's a great hint, but it's still hard.
It is a good hint, and I feel really good about my answer.
Oh, I like it.
Go.
Yeah. Nicknamed his accidency, which president with two first names took office after William Henry Harrison died and signed the joint resolution to annex Texas?
What's funny, because my nickname is also his accidency.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good point. No doubt. Great point.
Dynamite drop in cotton. Come on, guys.
You know this one for sure?
I know. I'm not 100%, but I just...
He's got president with two first names on the board.
It clues. It clues in itself.
Yeah. I can't think of a president with two first names. I'm having trouble with
that. I'm struggling with that as well.
Never trust a man with two first names.
Right.
White sunglasses. If you own white sunglasses, you got to take a look in the mirror. That's like a... Be careful to trust someone who wears white sunglasses. Male.
Two first names.
All right, guys. I'm going to read it one more time.
Please.
Or Scott is.
Thanks, Kelly. Now I'm wondering if what I wrote down is the actual names of this president that I wrote. Okay. Nicknamed his accidency, which president with two first names took office after William Henry Harrison died and signed the joint resolution to annex Texas?
No idea.
Does everybody have an answer?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. There's a lot more presidents out there that you could make an argument for have two first names.
Well, that's kind of what I did.
A lot.
It's a newer first name.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel so stupid right now.
All right. Let's reveal. Kelly and I both wrote down William Howard Taft. Brian wrote Andrew Jackson. Grover Cleveland from Kelly. Grover Cleveland from Nick.
Kelly had Taft. Yeah. Andy had Cleveland. Just to correct you, because I like to.
He said Kelly and I both have had Taft.
Yeah, but then he also said you had Cleveland. I don't know if you heard that.
We mistook the question. The answer is John Tyler.
Oh.
So they were going with first and last name.
Oh, man.
Well, he said two first names. Yeah.
I thought that's what it meant. First name was like, yeah.
Okay.
That's the way I understood it.
Okay.
But I
think having William Henry Harrison in the question steered me to think.
Who the heck is John Tyler?
Nick, my God.
I don't even know that.
You don't know who that is either? No. Okay, go. Okay, good.
I don't know.
One of my favorite presidents.
I'm serious. I'm so embarrassed to say that I do not know.
I have no idea who that is.
He's the president.
Well, if you, since you don't know anything about him, let me tell you a little bit more about JT. Signing Texas poured gas on sectional tension When Harrison died suddenly, Tyler firmly established that the vice president becomes the president, not just an acting placeholder. But his quick accession earned him the nickname His Accidency from critics who insisted he should only act as president rather than fully assume the office. Mm.
Haters.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate. Man. Haters gonna hate.
Sounds like jealousy if you ask
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly.
Hundo.
Somebody JT, else
wanted to be.
John Tyler.
John Tyler. Boy, I really need to go through a list of presidents.
Apparently. All right. Question five. Nobody got that one right, correct?
No.
Correct. All right. Question five. Which real estate developer and reality TV star served non-consecutive terms as the 45th and 47th president?
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, appreciate that one.
Gotta make sure that we don't go over.
Well, everybody's actually on the board already.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what question. Oh,
but,
it was.
But this one was to ensure.
Yes. Right? Don't come. You're on the board? I thought you weren't on the board.
No, I think. Was it the first question that everybody got?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, right. My bad. Did you mark yourself? I thought I saw zero over there. My bad.
No.
Okay.
This is the Canadian trivia. Calm down. All right. I'll read it one more time before we reveal.
Using Canadian numerals over there.
All right. Which real estate developer and reality TV star served non-consecutive terms as the 45th and 47th president? Let's reveal. We have Trump from everybody, including myself. Let's find out the correct answer.
I'm on pins and needles.
I'm sure you are.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Also appeared.
It is Donald. I don't have his middle initial, Trump.
Yeah.
I had Jay.
Jay? Is it Jay?
I had it on there, yeah.
I didn't even look at your answer, to be honest. Okay. I figured everybody just had Trump.
And we did.
Yeah. So, real estate mogul and The Apprentice host. Does anybody else find that kind of fascinating?
Yeah,
that
100%, yeah. Yes.
I don't find it fascinating at all. I found it highly disturbing.
Oh, boy.
That's not get too political.
Yeah.
One of only two U.S. presidents elected to serve non-consecutive terms. Mm-hmm. During his first term, he also nominated three Supreme Court justices. Mm. So, yeah. Donald J., doing his thing.
Polarizing figure.
Yes. Everybody got that one, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Let me go and mark the board. That was five, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's five. You guys want to score check?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's listen to our sponsorships first.
All right. So from worst to first, Brian and myself both have two. Scotty, Kelly, and Andy all have three.
Ooh, tight race.
Well, it is a tight race.
Tight race.
Have we all gotten it right or wrong?
What do you mean?
No, I don't think so. There's been a couple of them. It's like...
Explain yourself.
Of the three of us, did we all get the same one wrong? The leader.
Oh, yeah. Tyler and...
Yeah. John Tyler.
Right. No, got missed, but
you guys all got that one wrong.
We got Andrew Johnson right and
yeah.
Kelly, yeah.
Got
yeah.
a different one right.
Oh, who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on to number six.
All right.
Let's just keep the party rolling.
That's the answer. That's not going to do us any good. Not yet. Numero 60. Which Rough Rider became president after William McKinley was assassinated? Which Rough Rider became president after William McKinley was assassinated?
DMX was not a president.
I know way less than I thought I did.
Yeah, right?
You could ask me if McKinley was assassinated. I would have said, I'm not 100% sure. No. I don't know.
Stop.
Stop. Yep.
Put them down, open up shop. Ooh. All right.
Say it one more time.
Which Rough Rider became president after William McKinley was assassinated? You got a president down, Nicholas.
Oh, no, I wrote down a president.
Scotty, you've been done a minute. You got a good handle on this one?
I feel pretty good about it. I remember when Billy Mack got shot. Okay.
I love it.
Billy Mack.
You're so
wow.
Old. All right. Kelly's already checked out. He's so right.
He's on his phone.
There. Yeah.
He already knows the answer.
Fact checking over there.
This is easy.
Is it?
It's a layup.
Yeah.
Oh. Layup. God, I feel dumb right now.
And Big B, you ready to rock?
Just now?
All right. Who's the Rough Rider that followed William McKinley?
Oh,
we got
Teddy goodness.
Roosevelt from Nick and Scotty
thank
and
goodness.
Kelly and Andy. Harry Truman from Mr.
I had no idea.
BQ over there. We've got Teddy. Theodore
Roosevelt.
It is Roosevelt.
Teddy. Okay. Thank goodness.
You bet. Rough Rider. He's the one. We've talked about Teddy before a handful of times. He had wild animals on the
Yeah, I remember that.
Melania.
Yeah.
Boxing.
That's the only person I can think of that would have been.
Started the national parks.
Started yes. national parks, and absolutely, yeah.
He's the only one I could think of that would have been a Rough Rider.
Yeah, I guess. That's what made sense to me, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, he went from Navy leadership to New York politics to vice president to president in a blink. After personal tragedy, he disappeared into a tougher life for a while, then came back as the bull moose nobody could ignore. We got a pro-am fun fact edition here. So Roosevelt's daughter Alice has a wild streak. He once quipped he could either run the country or control Alice, but not both.
Yeah, I heard she was a wild one.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that existed. Have to look into that one. All right, everybody got points on the board. We got number 7 coming up.
Yes. All right, I got number 7 here.
Oh, boy.
Which president survived an assassination attempt in 1835 when both of Richard Lawrence's pistols misfired?
He said 1835.
One more time for the doctor.
Thank you.
Which president survived an assassination attempt in 1835 when both of Richard Lawrence's pistols misfired?
Huh.
1835.
I'm going to embarrass myself. 1835.
All right. Timeline. Number.
This is probably so much harder than it's supposed to be.
Oh.
I don't know the time. 1835. Kelly entered pretty quick.
I feel like Jordan's very upset with us right now.
I'm sure he is. You got something?
I can explain why I have my answer, but I don't want to give any hints.
Yeah, good.
And it's probably wrong. So okay. That means nothing.
1835. I was actually listening to a podcast about each presidential election.
So the guy who wrote this episode is the one who introduced us to that podcast.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
And it's still not helping me right now.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready to reveal?
Nick's got to get a president on a board.
Sure.
Right down here. George Bush, and let's go.
Throw a dart.
Go ahead.
All right, let's see it, boys. We got Grover Cleveland from Andy. We got Harrison from Nick. Franklin Pierce from Scott. Garfield from Kelly. And I have Monroe.
Oh, okay. We all have a different answer.
Monroe's not bad.
Never heard of Scott's answer. President.
Cleveland didn't survive his assassination attempt, did he? No.
All right, here we go.
We're going to find out.
Oh, okay.
We have 0 correct answers.
We are
the
so
answer
stupid.
Is Andrew Jackson.
Oh man, of course.
Not Another only answer. Did he survive, he chased the attacker down at age 67 and beat him with his cane.
That is savage. Boy.
The guns failing turned into a "you can't make this up" presidential moment. That is a great story, actually. That's another one. Down.
That's
fantastic.
Is that the first presidential assassination attempt?
No.
No?
Oh. No, I take it back. I have no idea. I don't know.
It's a legitimate question.
It is a legitimate question.
I don't know.
All right, you guys ready for question 8?
Yeah, let's
do it. Not really.
Presidents, this is rough.
That's where you make your comeback, Nick.
Which president was the first to live in the White House and earlier defended British soldiers after the Boston Massacre? I'll ask that again. Which president was the first to live in the White House and earlier defended British soldiers after the Boston Massacre?
Man, I got 2 in my head, but I'm going with 1. I got 2 in my head, but that's tough.
Layup.
I think it is because of the whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm 100% on this one.
Yeah, me too.
That helps me. Yeah, that helps me guess this.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. Son of a gun.
Yes, it does.
Thanks, Nick.
No, it was actually the 3 of you went to your boards instantly, which told me what the answer was.
And I know why.
Yeah, of course.
But I'll also tell you, you might not know because you didn't know 2 of these presidents that were answers to.
A vulnerable moment. I'm not happy about it. I will fix that. I promise you.
I appreciate your honesty, Andy.
That's okay. I thought Ontario was the capital of Canada. I did not. I knew it was Ottawa. I just had a brain fart.
It started with an L.
All right. I'll read it one more time before we reveal. Which president was the first to live in the White House and earlier defended British soldiers after the Boston Massacre? Let's reveal. We have John Adams all around the board. And
you guys love that show.
It's a great
fantastic.
It's a great series. Paul Giamatti is so good. Fantastic.
Laura Linney's great, too. Actually.
Yeah, she is.
It's just well done.
Yeah.
Point for everybody.
Hey. And the answer is John Adams.
Hey, how about that? Is.
He put principle over popularity, arguing that even unpopular defendants deserve a fair trial. Don't confuse him with his son, who also became a president. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. John Quincy.
Quincy. I couldn't think of
OJQ.
Senior's like middle name.
JQ.
What is it?
I don't know.
Come up with it?
No.
Senior's middle name?
John Adams, the dad. What's his middle name?
Regular John Adams.
I don't, never really talked about it.
What'd you say?
Regular John.
Just regular Adams. John.
John Quincy.
John, not Quincy. Was that eight?
That is eight.
Oh, you guys want a score check?
Yeah.
Why Yay. Not?
All right. From worst to first. B, you got three.
Yeah, I know.
Stick to Canadian trivia. I have four, and Scott, Kelly, and Andy all have five.
Right, so
two left.
I feel like a traitor.
And everybody, you should. Yeah, you should. And everybody.
I didn't even know two presidents.
Everybody is still in the mix.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Let's have it. Right. I mean, it's a wild card at this point.
Doc, you got number nine?
I got number nine. All Let's do this.
I don't feel good about it.
Born in Illinois.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. I'm joking. Which future president challenged for the GOP nomination in 1976, but did not win the presidency until his second try?
Yep. Layup.
Dang it. Nope. I'm coming off my answer here. Let's see.
I'll read it again, then I need to write down my answer. Born in Illinois, which future president challenged for the GOP nomination in 1976, but did not win the presidency until his second try?
Kelly, you look very relaxed.
I'm doing math and numbers in my head, okay. And I think it's working out.
Okay.
But I'm afraid it's not going to.
Yeah. The math took me off of my first answer. Let's hope that wasn't.
But I know.
Yeah.
I'll explain after the answer.
Okay.
Nick. Well,
Nick, born you're in a perpetual state of confusion. Well,
born in Illinois.
He just looks perplexed. Always.
Won the GOP nomination in 76.
I think it's all the gray in the beard.
But did not win.
Usually that stands for wisdom.
Second try. Mm-hmm. Well. My answer doesn't feel right, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Does everybody have an answer? We're revealing. We have Ronald Reagan. It looks like all the way around the room. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so that makes us feel good.
No ground gained or lost. Right.
While I go
one way or the other.
That's right.
The correct answer is Ronald Reagan.
He was born in Illinois. I did not know
he was born in Illinois. Born in Illinois.
Yep. I did not know that.
Yeah. No.
I just knew. Learning stuff.
Yeah. I mean, took office in 80.
Yeah, so, that's the only reason I knew it.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
And he won in 84, so, you know, it's... he started as a Democrat and a union guy, then became the face of small government conservatism. The great communicator nickname didn't happen by accident. He could work a room like a pro.
Order.
Very,
order.
Very well spoken, yeah.
Yep.
Do you know what city he was born in?
Does not say on here. We can get Pro-Am on that, though.
Pro-Am is on it.
Find that.
That one's Fayetteville.
Easy. Fayetteville.
Yes.
Random.
Fayetteville, Illinois.
All right.
Hey, which states produce the most presidents?
Virginia.
Virginia?
Yep. Yeah. Virginia. Eight presidents.
Oh, I got it.
It's for lovers.
Which states produce the most vice presidents?
Ooh, that's tough.
Ohio.
I'll let you down. That's incorrect.
Okay. Damn it.
Tampico. I hope I'm not butchering
That's not a state.
Tampico, about Reagan. Illinois.
Tampico.
Tampico.
Tampico, Illinois.
I'm sure they are loud and
Are you going to give us the answer for the vice?
In New York.
Okay. Ah, nice.
With the most VPs.
All right. We're on to 10. It is a tight race.
Kelly, Scott, and Andy.
Scott, and Andy all have six.
Oh, you could get in there. I'm out.
I have five.
You're right. You're on my head. You're
all right.
There.
Number 10. Outside Buffalo City Hall, located at 65 Niagara Square. There is a monument to which president, also a former mayor of Buffalo. What?
Go again, please.
Speaking right of away. New York.
Okay. So outside of Buffalo City Hall, located at 65 Niagara Square, there is a monument to which president, also a former mayor of Buffalo?
Wow, that's great trivia.
Huh. Former mayor of Buffalo. Jeez.
Sounds like we're all eating chocolate chip cookies.
Master P.
I feel like somebody's going to get this just on the fact of a wag.
Really?
Yeah.
Got it. Just hit me. Came me like a dream.
I don't believe you.
Nailed it.
Got it. Wrap it up.
It's 100%.
100%. If you guys think for a minute, you'll get it.
No.
Wow.
The problem from start to finish. Buffalo, New York, guys.
Trust the process.
I'll read it one more time. So outside Buffalo City Hall, located at 65 Niagara Square, there's a monument to which president? Also the former mayor of Buffalo. Sorry.
Okay.
Let's see. Andy's got Kennedy, John F. Kennedy. We got Polk from Brian, Truman from Kelly, Cleveland from Scotty. I wrote Harrison.
I think it was the second time you wrote Harrison. But hey, yeah,
maybe I think you just had Harrison on the board.
Write it until it happens, Ray.
Leave it alone.
I like it, Nick. I like it.
Dang it. You got it right.
It's Grover Cleveland.
I put it twice already.
Was that a guess? Or did you actually?
I thought it was either Cleveland or Taft, but I didn't know.
Polk didn't come nearby?
No. Didn't. James Polk?
Was that question number 10?
That was number 10.
Did he just win?
Yeah. Well, hang on. Let me get to it. So,
you want to tag team him and fight?
So, Grover.
Never trust a guy with a name, same name as a six.
Grover is the original non-consecutive term president. During the Civil War draft, he used an option that was totally legal at the time, paying $150 for a substitute to serve in his place.
What?
Mm. This translates to roughly a few thousand dollars in today's money, depending on how you calculate it, I guess. Yeah.
So you could get drafted and pay enough money to send somebody in your place.
That sounds like America.
America all over it.
He was president 22 and 24.
Yeah. I think less of him now that he paid somebody off to take his spot.
Well, there's other people who dodged it.
I'm sure.
He's known as the coward president.
Yeah, but what if you're the guy? You're the guy that got chosen because this guy sent money.
Yeah.
That's not a good feeling.
Volunteers.
I feel like if you survive the war, you're coming back to murder him and his whole family.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're just pissed about it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, you guys want to hear the final tally?
No.
Come on.
So, after a full round, Brian, you had 4.
Yep.
I had 5. Andy, you had 6.
Yeah.
Kelly, so did you.
Sure.
Doc?
Yep.
You ended up with 7. You're the winner.
7's more than 6, right?
Yes, it is.
7-6.
Good for you.
Bravo.
Good job, Scott.
Congrats.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really have
golf clap.
Wow.
Slow clap. Anger clap.
I don't know if I feel...
Eye roll
clap. More ignorant now that I have other episodes because there's
two names tonight. I didn't know we're president.
I'm telling you, man.
That is mind blowing to me.
I just feel just not great about that.
I mean, I know there's a level of fun I'm having tonight.
Yeah.
So, you know, that I'm sure that plays a role, but man.
I mean, I certainly remember them all, but their name, like Tyler and Pierce. Well, I said Pierce in one of my answers, but they're not presidents I could come up with if you said write down all the presidents.
Sure.
Fair enough. Not a chance.
Yeah. Really?
I agree, but I definitely say that I've heard of all of them.
Yes.
When John Tyler was presented, I'm like, yes, I've heard of him.
Wow. He's really
good. Yeah, I don't think I'd come up with it, but when you say it, I recognize the name, but I couldn't come up with it. I mean, I was listening to presidents.
This is what I remember about John. Oh, is it John Tyler? Had like, I remember his portrait from the, he has like, his hair's like all
coiffed.
Well, like slicked down on his head.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That might be Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have to pull it up after we are done recording.
No idea.
Put it on a YouTube channel.
Yeah. When was Tyler president?
Oh, no idea.
Exactly. Hey,
just not get ridiculous.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody knows.
I don't have time to explain it all to you, Nick.
Come on. Wow.
1987.
All right. Well, congratulations. We got a closer here.
Let's hear it.
All right. We made it through presidents without anybody filibustering.
These aren't just names in a textbook. They're real people with weird stories and some very cool hats. So the question is, if you could have a one-hour dinner with any U.S. president, who are you picking? And are you asking serious questions, or are you just going in for the wild stories?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, that's my answer, too. I mean, not for obvious reasons.
I would ask serious questions, just talk about his life, his cool experiences.
And why did you have the foresight that no one else had to preserve nature across America? Like, where did that come from? Where did that vision come from?
His propensity and just love of the outdoors.
Yeah. I'm not asking you. I want to ask him.
I didn't know it was rhetorical.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Nobody wants you to answer, Kelly.
No.
I'll say, like, a few months ago, I would have said Lincoln, you know? But then, like, I watched this thing on Washington, a lot more interesting than I thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to it, I like to have a good time. So I'm going to go with George W. Bush because I think he'd be hilarious. Like, he's funny as
can be. Can I change my answer?
I want to hang out with him and
have fun with that one.
You know?
I've said that about Brian's answers so many times.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just feel like, hey, let's get some wings and some beers. Let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he'd be a great story.
Oh, she's coming. Let's hide.
Yeah. Clinton likes to party.
That's true.
You know,
you know what Bush was known for at Yale, though, when he was a college student?
No.
Baseball.
They would call him to be like, hey, we're having a party, frat party tonight. We're expecting 250 people. How many kegs do we need? And like, he was the go-to guy to be like, you should get this.
He was
kegs.
The Rain Man of kegs.
Like, yeah, that's why I said, I want to talk to Bush. Like, you know, I love that.
Like Russell Crowe in Mind Games.
Yeah, that's right.
You see the numbers going. Yeah, exactly. Fool me once.
Right.
Scotty, who are you sitting down with?
I don't know. Maybe
John Tyler.
Maybe John Tyler. Maybe Franklin Tyler. Pierce. Zachary Taylor. You know that one, Andy?
I've heard of them. Oh, okay. Yes, I have.
I'm trying to think of all the obscure ones.
Oh, come on, lay them on
just
me.
Just trying to stump you. I think I'm out. I think I'm done.
Okay, good. Thank God.
I don't know.
I mean, FDR. You know,
like a wartime president would be fascinating to me just to talk about, obviously dropping the big one.
Ask Truman.
Yeah. I mean, how do you make that decision kind of thing? So,
George W. went to war.
There you go.
Yeah, George W.
I mean, frankly, probably most presidents were presidents during some sort of wartime.
Early, especially. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
Okay.
A wartime president. Answer. A wartime president.
There you go.
Wartime.
Hey, way to be a stickler about your answer.
Yeah. Real convicted, right?
Fine, George Washington next.
It's a good one.
So the second half of the question, are you just asking for like cool stories that nobody knows, or are you trying to get into some serious stuff?
I don't know. Okay. I think, by the way, I think Ulysses S. Grant established Yellowstone National Park.
Really?
Mm. Yes.
Middle name wasn't actually started with an S.
Same with Harry Truman.
Yep. Mm. He joined, he went to West Point. Ulysses S. Grant, and they wrote an S instead of his actual, and he told him it was wrong. They're like, well, that's what we got, so
go right.
What was his actual middle name?
I can't remember. I think it was an R. I can't remember the letter, but I was watching like a documentary about him.
Randolph.
Where did the S come from?
They accidentally wrote it wrong on his admission stuff at West Point.
Went with it?
Yeah, and he told him, like, that's not right, and they're like, whatever, dude, like, that's what we got. Like, they didn't care, basically.
Yeah,
it's pretty wild, right. Yeah.
Pro-Am's got knowledge to drop.
I confirm Ulysses S. Grant established Yellowstone on March 1st, 1872.
Oh, nice. I guess you can just talk to Teddy about his cats. sounds like a riveting interview.
Yeah. His acoustic kitty.
Yeah, this crazy daughter.
I want to kick this guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Should we do another one tonight?
No. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think we've had our fun for the evening.
Yes.
Dave. Thank you very much, not only for listening, but for writing this episode for us. It was a ton of fun to do, and get busy with another one, okay? And Doc, congratulations on the victory.
And his son, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
His son,
I think it's great that he listens.
I think that's fantastic.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review. Head out to our website, theultimatetriviapodcast.com. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brain sharp and your bellies laughing.
Dude, that is a fantastic shirt.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You can get one yourself. You didn't know this?
No, I didn't. Where do you get that?
We got a merch store. You can find the link on our website. We partnered with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned custom apparel shop, and they've created a whole store for us. Doc, didn't you use this for your daughter's soccer team?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they have no minimum order. So if I just need to buy a couple shirts, don't have to worry. It's not going to cost me anything extra.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Check them out yourself. You got a small business like we do or a sports program, you want some custom apparel, check out warriorlogowear.com, and they'll get you all hooked up.